Thursday is the day we read from your email, and we start with praise for our segment in which we answered your questions about climate change.
This is from Heather Hauser of San Francisco. How many articles on global warming have I read and news programs have I listened to, and still the basic questions remain? This program stepped back and allowed time for simple but essential information.
Tom Elmore of Leicester, North Carolina, commented on one question in that segment, whether it was better to put a banana peel in a disposal or compost it. Our answer was that it probably didn't matter because the carbon in the banana started out in the atmosphere anyway. Well, Mr. Elmore felt we missed the point.
He writes, an overlooked approach is don't eat bananas. Fewer food miles are involved when you eat apples or other local fruit, he says, adding, eating local also helps protect farm jobs and open space.
Robert's conversation last week with White House Press Secretary Tony Snow brought some critical mail, like this note from Jack Asher of Menlo Park, California. The interview provided no new information or news, he writes. Instead, Mr. Snow was able to deflect questions about the standoff with Congress while defending President Bush's recent dishonest statements about al-Qaeda in Iraq. Mr. Asher concludes, it was another example of the press failing to hold this administration accountable.
And Barbara Mason of Corvallis, Oregon, wondered, why didn't you ask the question, why is al-Qaeda in Iraq now? I'm amazed that we are constantly led to assume that al-Qaeda always existed in Iraq.
Yesterday, we broadcast a story about the expected rise in the number of home health care aide jobs over the next few years. We followed aide Laquita Smith as she visited clients in Modesto, California.
There is something seriously amiss in a culture where those who care for our loved ones make so little, while those who entertain us make so much, writes Carolyn Cantwell of Brentwood, Tennessee. She goes on, ironically, it is Ms. Smith's attitude that is priceless, not the talent of an actor or athlete. Thanks for the simple yet thought-provoking piece.
Finally, a response to our story on the remodeling of Alcatraz Prison in California. The report included clips from an audio documentary featuring a former inmate, Jim Quillen, who talked about how he passed the time in solitary confinement.
Jean Lewis of Rochester, New York, heard Quillen's voice and realized that she worked with him in the 1950s after he had left Alcatraz when he was incarcerated in Washington State. Ms. Lewis was his teacher in a program that trained inmates to be certified nurses. She learned about his imprisonment in Alcatraz 40 years later when she was vacationing in San Francisco and saw a copy of his book, Alcatraz, from the inside. That led to a reunion.
He drove into San Francisco, and we had a very emotional meeting. I'd always thought he was too good a man to spend a lifetime in prison, and he was. Jim died several years later, after a successful marriage and a career as a radiology technician. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to tell about a unique experience.
And the story on Alcatraz also sent us to our sound clip shelf, where a listener who works there now has these sounds and thoughts.
My name is George Degarian. I'm a United States National Park Service Ranger.
Rack 'em.
We're on Broadway. This is the main street of Alcatraz, is where the place where all the tourists take the photographs. What you got here is a series of bars and levers, 1 through 14 indicate each one of the cells, or you could select A to open all the cells. One of the most profound things about the opening and closing of the doors is that it reminds me, and hopefully it reminds other people, that you know, you take all the right turns in your life, but you take one wrong turn, and you could end up in prison.
National Park Service Ranger George Degarian and the cell doors at Alcatraz.
If you'd like to tell us about a sound that's part of your life, or comment on anything you hear in our program, go to npr.org.